going. All right. Now, how was that? What was that hog? Hog pen like?
Oh, well, just we was had a lot from running in without a little place for them going out of the weather. We call it a hog pen.
Okay. Now, was it enclosed in any part? Any kind of covering at all?
Well, yeah, the pen was. Shove it, keep sure it stay dry. And
now, did you have a thing? What did you do about your potatoes and other kinds of vegetables that you wanted to keep in the winter? Did you dig anything into the ground that ever?
Well, it's called dirty.
Uh huh. That's right. Now, what was that like?
Well, I dig a place back in the ground and put up boards, covered over dirt. They keep stuff in and on the outside, and sometimes most houses had cellars on it.
Uh-huh.
And then put it down in that cellar. This home, my home had a cellar.
Now, the dairy, though, was that built usually into the side of a hill or just out in a flat field?
In the side of the hill.
Uh-huh.
We had one of them, too. We kept the milk down there.
Now, was that the same dairy or was that a different kind of a dairy?
No, we keep it in the summertime. It's cool back in there.
Right.
You know.
It was the same thing, though. In the winter, you used it
to
store.
Well, used storage, but we bring the milk to the house in the winter.
And in the winter, you could store potatoes and things in there.
Oh, yeah.
I see. And how big was that inside?
Oh, I'd say about 6 by 8, 10, something like that.
So now, just starting out with the hill, you know, you start out with this hill, and you decide you're gonna dig a dairy into that hill. And so where do you put in? How do you put in the boards? I don't quite understand how you use the boards.
Well, just throw the dirt on each side.
Uh-huh.
And you stack your plank up like that.
Into
board.
A V.
Yeah, and a V, and then just go it over.
I see.
And it won't leak. You stay dry in there, and in the summertime, but heavy enough.
Uh-huh.
So you can set your milk, butter in there.
You say it was about 8 feet into the hill? 8 feet? How deep would it be in there?
Well, it'd be about 6, 7 feet. The back part of it.
Mm-hmm. It was that deep, though.
Yeah.
So you could go, you could walk, you could actually stand in there?
Oh, yeah.
You could walk in there, I
think. Yeah.
And where did the stock of the cattle and horses, do you have a place right outside, maybe fairly close to the house, right outside the barn, where the horses could walk around, horses and the chickens?
Yeah, well, they call it barn out.
All right. And then the places where the cows and fed, where they could graze.
Pasture.
Yeah. And they, did you ever raise cotton around here at all?
No.
Never did. What other crops, you mentioned corn and wheat.
And tobacco.
Yeah. Now, how did you plant that?
Well, they just set it out, just take a peg and set it out, and first gonna raise feed and fruit cure, and then build a barn out, run a big flue around there, and as far as that, dry that.
Uh-huh.
When it come the case, then they would grate it off, tie it up,
uh-huh.
Take it to market. But now, because of raising burley, why they just cut it, hang it in the barn, and when it cures out, why, you work great
now,
at all.
How big of a plot would you plant? Nowadays, you can't plant much tobacco.
All we have is 6 and 8 acres.